This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monane and read by Victoria Osunde.
Friday, August 10th. God's word to you today is created things. Our scripture reading is taken from Proverbs 6, verses 6 to 8, and it says, "Take a lesson from the ants, you lazy bones. Learn from their ways and become wise. Though they have no prince or governor or ruler to make them work, they labor hard all summer, gathering food for the winter." Just as today's scripture reference suggests, we must take a lesson from the created things. For instance, eagles ruffle their nests and push their eaglets out of the nest, fly or fall. And if the eaglets are unable to fly, they pick them up and then push them back out again until they learn to fly. With lions, when the cub begins to grow its own mane, the father will fight him and push him out to start his own pride. Of all of God's creations, only humans attempt to hold on to their offspring. Some people claim they want to shield their children from the wicked world or the hard life. It is easy to manipulate, control, and destroy your children, and I'm sure no parent wants that. You got your experience by stepping out, and God was with you. So let your children step out and trust that God will be with them also. Go through your life, and in each area, your marriage, your finances, your family, your career, or business, ask the question, what is this for? If you do not do this often, you easily allow the things that you have received from God to become more important than God to you. God bless all our men, fathers and soon-to-be fathers, in Jesus' name. Amen. Great men, they protect us, they provide for us, they are progenitors, they are priests, they are prophets. What they carry on their shoulders is big. Yet, as fathers, we need to ask ourselves constantly, have I made an idol out of what God has given to me as a gift? Has what I do for God become an idol in my life? Being a provider, for instance, is a ministry you are doing for God. But has it become more important than who God is to you? Would you steal to provide for your family and put God to shame? God is clear in His word. If you do that, then you are putting Him to shame and you are worse than an infidel. Romans 1 verse 25 says, "They traded the truth about God for a lie. So they worshipped and served the things God created instead of the Creator Himself, who is worthy of eternal praise. Amen." Worshipping what should be used is simple idolatry. God says you must not worship an idol. Let us pray. Our prayer today is based on Revelation chapter 4, verse 11. "You are worthy, O Lord our God, to receive glory and honor and power. For you created all things, and they exist because you created what you pleased." In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.